Hi, I'm Andrew Burton. I'm the editor of SearchSMBStorage.com, and I'm here today with Curtis Breville. Curtis has over 20 years of data storage experience, and he's the author of AskMrStorage.com. How's it going today, Curtis?
Oh, it's going great.
Okay, good. Today we're going to be talking about using NAS as a backup target, so let's get right into it.
Terrific.
Curtis, what are the benefits of using NAS as a backup target for disk based backup?
Great question. Now, in a NAS environment, the disk sits behind a filer head, and a processor, an operating system with a lot of storage reduction and protection software, as well as replication compliancy solutions, all of that stuff is already built in. While each of these benefits are typically separate offerings requiring separate installations of solutions in typical backup environments, maintenance contracts are separate, training is separate, most NAS options have all of this included and make it very easy for the installation of backup in a NAS environment and doesn't require much overhead to manage.
Okay, cool. And can you outline some of the drawbacks?
Yeah, the drawbacks aren't necessarily part of the NAS appliances themselves as much as they are in the plumbing. The inherent inefficiencies of passing large amounts of data at one time through a TCP/IP network was the reason in the first place for separate private networks like SANs. Now, the faster data is passed, the more packets that get dropped, the more error correction that needs to take place, the slower the network performance. So fortunately, there are technologies out there that are made to solve problems like this. Companies like Mellanox Technologies is one of the front runners for solving problems like this, as well as NetX, who has a product called HyperIP, which solves a lot of the problems inherent in TCP/IP networks.
Okay, and do you need a specific kind of backup software to use NAS as a backup target?
Well, the more popular backup software solutions out there do support NAS. Symantec Net Backup has specific modules. They have one called the Net Backup NAS Snap Vault option made specifically to work with NetApp. They also have Net Backup Open Storage option. EMC's Legato Networker Disk Backup option supports NAS. Commvault, Backbone do as well. I'm a big believer also in continuing to use tape in environments because I just don't believe that data that will never be accessed or highly probable that it will ever be accessed again should be sitting out on something that's continuing to move and use electricity. So making sure that the backup software provider that you're using supports NDMP is going to be one that will allow you to have a full backup solution.
Okay, how about scalability? What happens if you run out of space in your device and you need to add a new device? Can you speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the benefits of backing up to NAS. Since the physical disk can often be dynamically added behind the front-end NAS controller, capacity can be added as needed.
Okay, great. Just cut to the chase. You know, who should consider doing this? What types of companies should consider using NAS this way?
A good question. Today, we are hearing about a lot of new solutions for businesses to store, dedupe, replicate, quickly restore, and meet compliance requirements. And there's a whole lot of companies from the SMB space all the way up to the largest enterprises that are looking at these types of solutions. And a NAS solution can provide any or all of these, plus more, to customers of pretty much any size.
Okay, and who shouldn't? Is there any types of data that isn't appropriate to use NAS to back up?
Yeah, the obvious one, this is definitely an open systems type of solution. So this isn't something that's going to get put into a mainframe environment. But and my focus is always on customers getting the most for the least. Backing up to disk does take justification because it takes an additional purchase of all of the components. And if a company's tape environment is running effectively and doesn't require disk, then there would be no reason for them to deploy NAS for their backup. But for most of the companies that are out there who are looking for fast restore of their most recently backed up data in the case that they need to get data back or access it. Backing up to disk is something that is very attractive, and really using NAS for that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, cool. That's it for me. Thanks a lot for taking the time out to speak with us today, Curtis.
Terrific. My pleasure.
Okay, for more information about NAS and other storage topics, please visit searchsmbstorage.com.